Penguin Random House Audio presents There Are No Overachievers, Seizing Your Windows of Opportunity to Do More Than You Thought Possible. This is the author, Brian D. Biro. Hello, I'm Brian Biro, and I am delighted to welcome you to the unabridged audio version of my new book, There Are No Overachievers. I hope you have just as much fun listening to this book as I had writing it. I wanted to introduce you to two insights that will really help you gain even more value from the book. First, you're going to be exposed to a brand new word. It's actually my favorite word, and the word is WOO, W-O-O, and it stands for Window of Opportunity, which I believe is every precious moment. This book is all about seizing more of those woos. Secondly, at the end of each chapter, I'm going to hand the baton like in a relay to you, and I'm going to have a section that's called A Woo for You. And very simply put, it gives you ideas, actions to put right into your life to apply the principles of the chapter that you've just listened to. So I welcome you, and I wish you tons and tons of success in seizing your own woos. Dedication. Every breath I take, every word I write, and every presentation I deliver are inspired by the three greatest lights in my life. My wife Carol and daughters Kelsey and Jenna. There is more brilliance, beauty, joy, and strength in each of you than you've ever dreamed possible. Thank you for filling me with passion and purpose. You make every day an exciting woo. Preface. I will never forget my first opportunity to sit down and talk with the legendary college basketball coach John Wooden. At the time, I was the vice president and general manager of a large training company in San Diego that specialized in delivering leadership and team-building seminars throughout North America. I had grown up in Southern California and was a huge fan of Coach Wooden and UCLA basketball. But as great as his teams at UCLA were, he won 10 national championships in his years coaching there. It was his kindness, his humility, and the dignity and respect with which he treated everyone around him that I admired most. Having looked up to Coach Wooden for so long, I thought it would be inspiring to share his principles and insights with my own team of leaders. So I phoned Coach Wooden and explained what I had in mind. He invited me to his apartment so I could interview him face to face. I was on cloud nine. To this day, the pearls of wisdom I heard from him that afternoon are indelibly imprinted in my mind and my spirit. Looking at me with a gleam in his eye, he told me, "It's what you learn after you know everything that makes the difference." Given my own fierce conviction about unselfishness and teamwork, I felt like breaking out into a cheer when he told me, "It's amazing what's accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit." But one statement that afternoon struck me more deeply than any other. I asked him what he thought the difference was between good athletes and great ones, between strong performers and those who excelled. He said, "There are no overachievers. We are all underachievers. Very rarely do we even approach the greatness that God has given us." In other words, we all have more in us than we think. We can accomplish more, give more, and be more than we think is possible, personally and professionally. That potential already lies within us. That simple, profound idea has become a driving force in my life as a husband, father, speaker, and author. Since we already have within us the potential to be more and do more than we ever thought possible, what is holding us back? What are the keys, the secrets, that can lift us personally and professionally to new heights? Ever since that first conversation with Coach Wooden, we got together many times afterward, and he would go on to become my mentor. I've been inspired to discover those answers and help others rise closer to their potential. I wrote There Are No Overachievers to help you discover the greatness within you and build the maybe I can spirit. Maybe I can be a great parent. Maybe I can overcome my fear of public speaking. Maybe I can become an outstanding leader and lift everyone around me to new heights. Maybe I can build a successful business and a terrific career. Maybe I can make a difference. It's time to break through the barriers we create in our lives. It's time to disrupt the status quo. It's time to break through the comfort zones that so often become confinement zones. It's time to consciously choose happiness, purpose, and possibility over doubt, worry, limitation, and fear. When you do, you'll generate the momentum and energy that will bring you closer to your true potential. Remember, there is greatness within each one of us. Why not set it free? Introduction. The greatest gift we're given is today. I am so incredibly blessed. For well over two decades, I've had the privilege and opportunity to speak from the stage to more than 500,000 people around the world about their possibilities, choices, and potential breakthroughs. I've been given the chance to positively impact such leading organizations as Microsoft Worldwide Operations, Lockheed Martin, Kaiser Permanente, Starbucks, Southwest Airlines, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Allstate, Verizon, Boeing, and hundreds of others. Regardless of whether I'm presenting to executive teams, sales, customer service, operations, engineers, or recruits, whenever I talk about my work as a professional speaker, I simply can't help but say, I love what I do. I love it with a passion. I bet I've said that 1,000 times. What surprises and saddens me, however, is how often my expression is met with a look of longing and defeat. You are so lucky. I wish I felt that way. Do you know how rare it is for someone to feel that way about their work, I'm told? The funny thing is, if you had asked me how I felt about my work when I was in my two previous careers, first as a swimming coach and then as a corporate vice president in the transportation industry, I would have said the same thing. I love what I do with a passion. In the years I spent in those professions, I hopped out of bed each morning with unstoppable energy and unbridled enthusiasm. When I look back now, I see clearly that the magical ingredient that has always fueled my energy is the passion I have for helping people seize opportunities rather than miss them. It is the ultimate secret required to discover our greatness. Every day we are given an incredible gift, which I call the WOO. WOO stands for Window of Opportunity. Precious, unrepeatable moments that can impact, redirect, and even reshape our lives if we recognize and choose to seize them. Woos may come into our lives at any moment. In fact, we all share the most magical, exciting, and important of all woos right now. The greatest woo right there in front of us is called today. It is every precious moment. You never know if the next person you meet today may become your lifelong friend, just as you didn't know it when you met your current lifelong friends. You never know if the next things you say to your son, daughter, spouse, partner, colleague, friend, employee, or teammate may have so much impact on their lives that their futures shoot off in a whole new trajectory because you help them see what they couldn't see with their own eyes. You never know if the next idea that pops into your head or the next choice you make may change your life. The important questions to ask yourself now are, how can I recognize a woo when I see one? And why have I missed woos in the past? When you seize woos, you shake your future, energize and engage everyone you touch, build people, teams, and relationships, strengthen your interactions with others, and ultimately create exciting breakthrough results in your life, both personally and professionally. When you do this consistently, you become a shining model of personal excellence, integrity, accountability, and humility. I want to show you how you can seize more woos rather than miss them. In the long run, this is the ultimate secret to a rich and dynamic life, a successful and fulfilling career, and relationships that bring you inexpressible joy. Is this a promise? Woo yes! Stage 1. Shaking the future. Chapter 1. Shake your future. One evening, my wife and daughters and I were dining in a cafe in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, where we lived at the time. The cafe was on the second floor of an old Main Street brick building and had huge windows that captured the stunning panorama of the Bitterroot and Sapphire mountain ranges enclosing our valley. Everyone in the cafe was eating or chatting quietly when something caught my 4-year-old daughter Jenna's attention, and she walked over to the window. As she gazed out at the mountains, a look of pure wonder came over her, and with great excitement and considerable volume, she burst out, "Look, Mommy, Daddy, Kelsey! We're in heaven!" Well, the whole place went dead quiet. Everyone stared at us
Sample complete. Ready to continue?